we would ask that everyone online would mute their telephones and bow your heads for a word of prayer. Father God, it is at this hour of the morning once again. A few of your handmaid servants have gathered by this form of telecommunication, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, Father, for what you have done for us. We thank you for how you protected us through the storm, O Heavenly Father, allowed us this opportunity to be able to come together again, O Heavenly Father, in spirit, lift up and magnify and worship your holy and your righteous name. Father, we ask that you will have your way in our worship service today, Father, that you will guide us, direct us in the way that we shall go, Father. We ask that you would bless every individual who called in on this line today, Father. Bless them spiritually, mentally, and physically. Father, we come and ask that you bless this entire worship service. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray and we say amen. Now, again, good morning, my sisters and brothers. We are about to embark upon the worship service. Please mute your phones in the beginning. Our service will go as following. We will have Brother Joe Jones. We'll read the scripture and also do the morning prayer. Minister Brother Larry Williams is on the line. He will come to us in song, some sort of music, followed by the altar prayer by Minister Larry Campbell. And then I will introduce the speaker to you, which would be followed by a solo by Reverend Sims. And then we will hear from our speaker. Let's come in that order, please.
Thank you, Pastor. Good morning, church. This morning's devotional scripture reading, I'll be coming from Mark, the 4th chapter, beginning at the 35th verse. And it reads as follows. And the same day, when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? That is and that was God's word. Father God, here it is once more and again, dear God, a few of your handmaid servants, Father, your children. We come to you this morning, Father God, with thanksgiving in our heart. We thank you, Father, for all you're doing, all you've done, and all that you're getting ready to do in our lives. We come this morning, Father God, lifting up the homeless to you, the hungry, Father God. We come, Father, lifting up the sick to you this morning, Father God. Lord, we come this morning, Father, we want to lift up one Sadie Hicks, Father God, as she go through, dear Lord. We pray, Father God, that you continue to remind her of the woman that had an issue of blood. But, Father, we know that you're a doctor who's never lost a patient. Father, you are a deliverer and a healer. Right now, Lord, we speak healing into her life at this moment, Father God. Lord, we come this morning lifting up our pastor, our first lady, our Sunday school teacher, our Sunday school superintendent, our evangelist, this entire Israelite Missionary Baptist Church family and friends. Father, we come lifting up this entire world to you, Father. Lord, you say that if we ever need you, just call on your holy and righteous name. And right now, Father, we are calling on your holy and righteous name, Lord. Lord, just a little while ago, Father, we had a situation with someone by the name of COVID-19. Just a little while, Father, on comes a sister by the name of Ida. Lord, as we continue to take one step forward, Lord, it seems that we take two steps backwards. But, Lord, let us never give in. Let us never give out. And, Father, let us never give up. Knowing, Lord, that you say that if we trust in your holy word, Father God, that you can and that you only will. Lord, bless each home that's represented here, Father. Make each home a home of prayer and a home of peace, Father. Lord, bless ministers and services all over this entire world this morning, Father God. And now, Lord, as we prepare, Father, to go into this service this morning, we want to lift up the man that's going to stand in John's shoes this morning, Father God. Lord, we know, Father, that you've already given him a word. Father, we pray that that word, Father, will have delivered someone this morning, Father, will take them out of the bad situations, Father, whatever it is that's on their mind, Father, whatever it is that's going on in their life. This word, Father, will bring a backslider back home, Father. This word, Father God, will have someone to decide, Father, that they're tired of being sick and tired, Father God. And, Lord, we pray right now, Father God, that you touch that man, Father, from the top of his head, Father, to the sole of his feet. And then, Lord, when it's all over, Father, and we can no longer preach like Paul, sing like hummingbirds, Father, we pray, Lord, that we will be able to be delivered into your kingdom, Father, where every day will be like Sunday and Sabbath will have no end. We love you this morning. We magnify you this morning. We glorify you. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. And the entire church say, amen, amen, and amen.
Yeah. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we bow our heads, we humble our hearts, our souls, and our minds to you, thanking you for another day and another opportunity to call out on your holy and righteous name. God, we come before you recognizing that we haven't been so good or so kind, nor have we kept your commandments well. But God, you look beyond our faults and provided our every need, God. And you continue to allow us to gather, God, despite buildings and houses and homes, God. And though we are scattered all over the place, God, we still come knowing that you are God and besides you, there is no other. And God, wherever we are, you are, for you are all-knowing, all-seeing, and all-merciful, God. So, God, we call on you, asking you to bless everyone that makes up this congregation this morning, this fellowship of believers. And we ask that you bless every church all over the world right now, God, that stands in the name of Jesus, God. We pray as we gather, asking you, O God, to wave your hand of favor in our lives, God. Keep touching our lives. Keep us strong, God, that we might endure whatever life bring our way. For we know that your grace is sufficient, God, and when we are weak, you make us strong. God, let us glory in our infirmities that the power of Christ might rest upon us, God. And let us give no voice to adverse situations of the adversary, but God, in everything that we do, let us give glory to your name, O God. We thank you this morning, God, for blessing us with another opportunity, God, and another privilege to gather together and to lift up your name, God. We pray in Jesus' powerful name, God, that you will sustain us, God, through this, God, that you will make us better through this, God, that you will strengthen our unbelief in this sad and unusual time, oh God. But we know that you will take the unusual thing and make it extraordinary, God, for those that believe. So, God, we pray that you will touch our pastor, Reverend Dr. Emmanuel Smith, Jr., in a special way, that you will bless his helpmate, Sister Diana, God. Give them the strength to lead us, God, and give them the determination to continue to lead us as you inspire them to, oh God. Bless every home that makes up the Israelite Baptist Church body. Bless every member. God, you know the sick, the shut-in. You know the bereaved. You know the broken, God. You know the disillusioned, God, for you know all things. God, give us the fortitude to continue to lift up your name. And God, to hold on to the promises of Isaiah 41 and 10 that says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand." God, we need your righteous hand to lift us up, God, to inspire us, God, to keep on going, God, to keep on lifting up the name of Jesus. God, for we know that no matter what this world might bring our way, God, we know that you are more than able, God, to keep us from falling. So we pray this morning for your watchful care. We pray for your strength, God, and we pray that you continue to be a lamp unto our feet and a light on our pathway. And God, we do thank you, and we praise you, and we do lift you up. For God, you say in your word, if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you, God. Draw us together in your love, God, and let that love run from one to another, God, and let us go out in the world and let them see your love flowing from us. For when the world see us loving like you love, see us living like you live, then they might ask the question, what a mighty God they serve. Or they might ask the question, what must I do to be saved? Oh, God, we thank you for keeping us in your salvation, keeping us under your care, giving us another opportunity to praise and worship you. And we just ask the blessing of the presence of your Holy Spirit upon the speaker this morning. We ask it all in Jesus' powerful name, and we say amen. And we do say thank you, Lord. Amen, and thank you again. Amen, and thank you, Lord.
Let me say good morning again to all of you, my brothers and my sisters, my friends and my family. It is my honor as the senior pastor of this, the Israelite Baptist Church, to now introduce our speaker for the hour. Our speaker is a faithful, a compassionate, a committed, a dedicated servant of the Most High God and of man. I want you to receive this great woman of God after the next solo. She is none other than evangelist Charmaine Baker Fox. After the solo, please receive her ye.
Amen.
Father, Lord, I stray. My hand to thee, no and all my want. really in this except it out. Amen.
Greetings to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Pastor and Elect Lady Smith, officers, members, and friends and visitors. Good morning. I thank God for this opportunity to share God's word, not because I'm so great or smart, but because he anointed me to proclaim his word wherever I may be or go. I'm a servant, willing like the prophet Isaiah. When the questions was asked, whom shall I send? And I'm responding to the call. Our scripture for today is from a very familiar passage of New Testament scripture, which is found in the book of Romans 8 and 28 from the King James Version, which reads as follows. We know that all things work together for good, for them, to them that love God, and to them who are called according to his purpose. Romans 8 and 28. Our text or topic is, for we know. Romans, as he was writing to the Christians in Rome while he was in Corinth, which was a small town. The theme of Paul writing, God is righteous, man is not. Only by faith in Jesus Christ can we be right with God. But before he written the 13, 14 books in the New Testament, he was known as Saul of Tarsus, one who was known as a persecutor of the Christian faith. But one day he was on the road to Damascus with a letter from a high priest of the temple in Jerusalem, giving him authority to arrest all Christians. But our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said, Saul, why are you hating the Christians? Then suddenly a bright light began to shine over Saul, causing him to fall to the ground. Then Jesus asked again, why are you against us? Then Saul knew that there was a voice he never heard before. And then after that experience, he became a great apostle of the Lord. Again, the topic for we know. What do we know? And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. In this passage of scripture, it is encouraging words to the believer and letting us know no matter what we are going through, whether it's good or bad, we don't have to worry about the outcome because God, he is in control of the universe. Remember in Genesis 1 and 1, it states in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's why we can say from the depths of our hearts, for we know. As Romans 8 and 28 signified is that you can't just go about doing whatever you want and expect it to work out for your good. We need Jesus in every area of our life. We need him to lead and guide us along the way. See, when Jesus leads us, we cannot stray. Yes, there is COVID, there is Delta, and we are experiencing a lot of hurricane season. But I come to tell you that God is still in control. I come to let you know when we face disappointments, persecution, hardship, confusions, in our home or on our job, even in our churches, we can call on God. When our loved ones are facing death with sickness in the body and we don't know what to do, when our fears and our anxiety is pressing down on us, a believer could go to God in prayer. We can also go to James 1 and 2, where it says, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation, because through all of our circumstances, God is right there by our side. Remember, he stated, I will never leave you, neither will I ever forsake you. Hebrews 13 and 5. So that's why we can say, for we know. We just got to believe God for his word. We got to stand on his word. And we got to put his word in action. We got to hold on to our belief. Here's an action plan that we can follow to help us in times like these. If you were asked the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, they would tell you, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, put us in the fires because we didn't want to obey them. And they put three of us in that fire, and they heated it up seven times higher than what it normally be. But they didn't worry about it because they knew that their God was able to take care of them. And I come to tell you, when King Nebuchadnezzar and them looked in that, they know they put in three, but they saw four, and the fourth one was the Son of God. They knew that their God was able to take care of him. If we think about Job on his bed of affliction, his family and friends went against him. He lost everything he had. His children died. His house burned down. But he kept the faith. He quoted these words, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If we think about the wedding party, when they ran out of wine at the wedding reception, the mother of Jesus told the visitors and the families to do as Jesus told them to do. He told them to get some water pots and fill them up with water. And I come to tell you, he took that water and made wine. And they had the best wine that they could have ever had because Jesus had made that wine. When we think about the healing of the royal official son in Capernaum, what Jesus did for him, Jesus healed the blind man that was born at birth. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. We know that Lazarus was Jesus' good friend. Mary and Martha had sent for Jesus some time ago, but Jesus took his time by getting that. And when they saw him coming, they went running saying, if you would have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. And Jesus told them, you'll see your brother again. And yes, they knew that they would see him in the great resurrection, but I come to tell you that Jesus, he never failed. He called Lazarus from the grave. That was miracles that he can do, and he do. That's why we can say, for we know. So those of you who hear me this morning, you can say, for we know, because there were times we couldn't see our way out, but God had already worked it out for us. While we were yet crying in the midnight hour, hurting and felt all alone, don't know what we're going to do, we can call on Jesus. They had a blues song by Wilson Pickett. We can call on our God in the midnight hour, and he will hear and answer our call. But I come to tell you that God is right here with us today. So when we go through our troubles, let us make no haste unto the throne of God. You see, church, make Jesus your church. Church, when the road gets rough and the goings get tough, the hills get hard to climb. Yes, I started out a long time ago to make Jesus my choice, because we know we must keep the faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. See, we walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. We got to keep praying. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 say, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing, giving thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. We must keep trusting God. Solomon tells us in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. And we know that God's grace is sufficient, for we know we have the victory because Jesus went to Calvary for a sinner like me and you because of his love towards mankind. See, he marched up to a place called Skull, carrying a cross that once represented a cross of shame. But over 2,000 years ago, after hanging from the 6th to the 9th hour, he defeated the Roman soldiers. Yes, they beat him. They lied on him. They spit on him. Told him, if you are the Son of God, come down and save yourself. They even used his clothes for ransom. But the words in John 10:18, Jesus states, no man take my life. I lay it down and I pick it up again. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Yes, they pierced him in his side, and blood and water came streaming down. Crown of thorn on his head, 39 lashes across his body. Body disfigured, but he didn't argue or nothing, or say a mumbling word. But he did tell his father, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. See, because he know that was only a temporary fix. After they thought their mission was accomplished, they took him off the cross and buried him in Joseph Barber's tomb. But remember, he stated, no man take my life. And they put him in a muddy grave, where they put guards all around the grave, where he stayed there for 3 days, 72 hours. And then there became a rumbling in the grave. There became an earthquake. There became a tornado. There became a mighty, mighty rushing wind. The guards didn't know what to do. But early Sunday morning, just like he said he would do, he got up out of So when we feel down in despair, we must turn it over to Jesus. I guarantee you, he will work it out in his way, his own way and time. The hymn writer, the songwriter say, he is an on-time God. He may not come when we want him, but he is always on time. And we know, and we remember the words of the Apostle Paul, Romans 8:28. For we know that all things work together for the good for them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Church, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, through our trials and tribulations, in the midst of our hurting right now, we got to praise him. We got to praise him. Praise him. Blessed Savior, He's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, church, he's worthy. We just got the trine while the blood is running warm in our veins. We got to call upon him, and he will answer us and show us great and mighty mystery. He will give us a new life, a new walk, a new talk, but most of all, a new heart, because we know that all things work together for good. Yes, I know it seems hard, and it seems as though sometimes we want to give up. But as a believer of Christ, we must go through. The songwriter say, no pain, no gain. But I guarantee you, when we serve Christ with the best of our ability, we will keep us in perfect peace. Church, let us continue to look unto Jesus, who is able to keep us in perfect peace. I don't know about you, but these last couple of days, we have our ups and we had our downs. We had some miserable times without light. But even without the light, we know that Jesus is the light of the world. We can see the light shining in the dark, knowing that there's going to be a brighter day, a brighter day, a brighter day from heaven. We know that God's going to throw his arms around us and take care of us. God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we come to say we love you. Lord, we come to say we praise you, we magnify you, and we glorify you. And Lord, we know we can't make it without you. And as the hymn writer will say, use me, Lord, in your service. Draw me nearer every day. Lord, I'm willing, Lord, I'm willing to run all the way. If I falter while I'm trying, Lord, don't be angry, just let me stray. Lord, I'm willing, Lord, I'm willing to run on. My heartache scorned by loved ones, very little sunshine every now and then. For there are mountains in my life so hard to climb. But I promise I'll keep climbing if you only let me stay. Lord, I'm willing, Lord, I'm willing to run all the way. All the way, Lord, all the way. All the way, Lord, all the way. Lord, I'm willing, Lord, I'm willing to run home all the way. Amen.
Well, we thank God this morning for such a dynamite message. There are some things as a Christian that we ought to know, and the speaker did a great job reinforcing that message to each one of us who are followers of the Lamb. For we ought to know that no matter what we face in life, no matter what come our way, that we serve a God that is still an able God. We thank God for the messenger of the day. Let's have a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you today for what our ears have heard, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, Father, for using this woman of God mightily to speak a message to your people, Father. We ask, O Heavenly Father, let us not just be hearers of the word, but let us be doers of the word, Father. And Father, as we come to the close of another worship service, Father, we ask that you will continue, O Heavenly Father, to surround us with your arms of protection, O Heavenly Father, that you will continue to endow us with your wisdom, Father, that we might be able to raise up and do that which you have told us to do. We just thank you, Father, for the opportunity once again to bind ourselves together in unity, Father. And no matter where you might be today, in Baton Rouge, in Houston, Texas, in Arkansas, in Mississippi, Father, you have given us a way to still come together and lift up and praise your mighty and your wonderful name. And that we thank you, we thank you, we magnify you. It's in the precious name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray, and the whole church shall respond by saying amen. God bless each one of you. We have come to the conclusion of another worship service. We ask that you would go in peace, and as you go, we ask that you would check on each one of your friends, your neighbors, and your church members. It's in God's precious name that we pray, and we say amen.